cancer is a really, really important issue. It's the leading cause of cancer in the United States. So what we're recommending is that the clinicians should perform an individualized assessment of risk for colorectal cancer in all adults. This will help them decide when to begin screening for colorectal cancer because there are certain risk factors. So, for example, older age, race, and family history plays a major role. If someone has a first-degree relative who was diagnosed with colorectal cancer before the age of 50, it increases the probability of this person to get colorectal cancer because of this family history. African Americans have a higher incidence of colorectal cancer compared to the other races. So first you start out with, what we're recommending is you start out with, clinicians should perform individualized assessment of risk for colorectal cancer in all adults. So once you're done with the risk assessment, of course, the next step is going to be, then we're recommending is that clinicians should screen for colorectal cancer. For average risk adults, it starts out at the age of 50 years, and in higher risk adults, it starts out at 40 years or 10 years younger than the age at which, you know, the youngest affected relative was diagnosed with colorectal cancer. And again, as I pointed out, that like, for example, the first degree relative, if someone has had colorectal cancer, you start out earlier, or in African American people, you start out earlier, essentially at the 40 years of age. But in an average risk adult, clinicians should screen for colorectal cancer starting at the age 50. The biggest benefit of screening for colorectal cancer is reduced mortality. This benefit of reduced mortality, it outweighs the harms of screening for colorectal cancer at these various age groups. The third recommendation essentially is discussing is how you screen. So what we are recommending is using a stool-based test, flexible sigmoidoscopy or colonoscopy as a screening test in patients who are at an average risk. When the patients were at high risk, we're recommending to use colonoscopy because that's a better test in high-risk individuals. But to select the test, it should be based on the benefits and harms of screening tests, availability of screening tests, and patient preferences. So we believe that the shared decision-making is really important when selecting a screening test because the various currently available colorectal cancer screening tests have similar efficacy. So it's important for clinicians to sit down, discuss the benefits, harms, and effectiveness, safety, and costs, and all these various things when you're deciding on what to use, how to screen for colorectal cancer. The important thing is it needs to be done on a regular basis. So, for example, if a patient selects to go with the stool-based test, it's important to keep it in mind. It needs to get done every year. You can't do it on your first year, but then don't come back for 5 years because then you're going to lose the efficacy part because it's really important to do these sort of screening tests on a regular basis. For colonoscopy, it needs to be done every 10 years. So when you're selecting these tests, as I started by saying, the harms need to be kept in mind. So if you're going to do these endoscopic or radiologic screening tests like colonoscopy or any of these, need to remember the harms include perforations. It can lead to bleeding. There could be exposure to radiation. But the thing is that with the stool-based test, the probability of major harms is likely to be small. But then the give and take is, and that needs to be done on a yearly basis versus, like colonoscopy is every 10 years, flexible sigmoidoscopy is every 5 years. So, you know, there are benefits and harms that need to be outweighed. And I guess it comes down to individual preferences. Some people may prefer not to get some of these things done on a regular basis, but they will be more willing to deal with the harms. And as far as the optimal frequency for screening using colonoscopy in average risk adults goes, I know I've already mentioned 10 years, just something to keep in mind. That's 10 years is regarded as a safe interval with this test, although there is no clear evidence to determine that. But for so far, our experience has shown that 10 years is a reasonable time to use them. There's a test that I just want to mention, the CT colonoscopy, the virtual colonoscopy probably it's known more commonly as. It's an option for screening for colorectal cancer in average-risk adults. It's supported by some guidelines. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force found that evidence is insufficient to assess the benefits and harms of virtual colonoscopy. And the last recommendation we make is we are recommending that clinicians should stop screening for colorectal cancer in adults over the age of 75 years or in adults with a life expectancy of less than 10 years. And the reason for that is that the harms of screening for colorectal cancer, they outweigh the benefits in most adults over the 75 years or who have a life expectancy of less than 10 years. You know, people who have substantial comorbidities such as diabetes, cardiopulmonary diseases, stroke, because the biggest benefit earlier screening is that you decrease mortality. But the problem at 75 years is the benefit is not going to show up at that rate. It takes by the time the cancer becomes malignant and can lead to death, for 75-year-old, the benefit may not be there. And of course, the first question that comes up is, what about someone who may live until 1900? Don't forget that these are recommendations that are, what we're recommending is they're essentially targeting an average person. There may be some very healthy adults who may live over 100. In that case, of course, it's okay to do screening. But for an average person with an average lifespan, for example, in the U.S., which is, I believe is 78 or 80, it's okay to stop screening at 75. Or folks who may have some other terminal disease, if they're going to be dying of some other disease within a couple of years' time, the benefit is just not there to put someone through colorectal cancer screening test because it's not something that it's going to show any benefit. For any diagnostic intervention, I actually use the term value. I think that it's important for all of physicians as well as for patients and other clinicians to start looking at the value of the test. And value is a function of evaluation of benefit, harms, and cost. So essentially, you're going to look at all three together. And then you make the decision whether something is of value or not. And I think we should try to go in the direction of the high-value interventions.